This is the Bikiyas recording for Daf Vav Amid Beis and Maseches Tainis. So actually got cut off, take an important phone call in the middle of the last recording, so I apologize for that. But we're going to pick it up from the bottom of Vav Amid Aleph. So Gemara had asked the question, why is it that we have labels for the different parts of the first rainfall? So we said there was the first, we understand, because that's when you're supposed to start saying Masechta Talmud. The third one, we understand, because that if it hasn't rained by then the Yechidim are supposed to start fasting. But why do we need to know when the second rainfall is supposed to be? So just the last words on the line, so it says, Amar Abzeira l'nedarim. We need to know it for the halachos of taking a neder. Ditnan, as we learn in the following Mishnah, noder ara geshama, a person who takes a neder, that he's not going to get benefit from something until the rains. So when is he allowed to... getting hana afterwards? So he says, talking about the second set of rainfalls, that is the marking period for ad hagishamim. Rav Zvid says another nafkamina lezesim for alas. What is that referring to? Ditnan, as we learn in the following Mishnah, meimasai kol adam mutarim beleket v'shikol v'peya. So there's a klal that you're supposed to give leket, shiklen, peya, parts of your field, and leave them out for poor people to take. So when, at what point is it already considered that the poor people are not taking it anymore? Now you can go back out and get it, or anybody else who wants to come and get it can come and get it. So mishayelchu ha-nemushos. All right, so it's when the nemushos leave. We'll have to discuss what that means in a second. But peret uva ololos, peret and ololos is like leket, shiklen, peya, as it pertains to grapes. So certain parts of the grapevine, that the grapes you leave over for the poor people to come and take. So when are you allowed to take those? When the poor people go through the vineyard and they come back, meaning they made a return trip, and therefore they're not interested in any of those grapes at this point. And when are you allowed to take olives that were left over for leket shekhan peya? The answer is from the second rainfall. So my nemusha. So now we're going back to the original thing. We said you're allowed to take like a chiklan peya from grains and stuff like that from after the nemushos come. So I'm Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan has his chat. What's the nemushos? Sabi da azli atigra. So it's talking about an old man walking with a cane. They walk very, very slowly. And therefore, when those guys mosey on in and out of the field, you know they're holding up the rear. They're the last ones to come through. Reish Lakish Amar Lukute Basar Lukute. It's when you have two people. One guy walks through, and then he has somebody behind him to pick up anything that he might drop to make sure that he gets everything that he was interested in getting. Now, Rav Papa comes, and he gives another nafkamina for why we need the second rainfall. Rav Papa Amar Kedila Halich Bishvili Harashus. To walk through certain paths in a person's field, that's considered Rishus, that Bazin gives people the right to walk through the fields, meaning that when the second rainfall comes, nobody's interested in growing anything over there anymore, and the field gets dirty and muddy, and therefore people make paths through the field. So you want to know when it's mutter to start walking through the person's field according to the laws of the land? That's the second rainfall. To Amar Mar, as we have a statement from Mar said that the Mahalchim kol adam b'shvili Rishus ad sheterid revi'a shniya. So you're allowed to walk through the guy's field until the second rainfall. I'm sorry, I said when the second rainfall falls, it means that you're not allowed to walk there at the second rainfall. Till the second rainfall, after the harvest, meaning the whole dry season that everything was already harvested, you can walk through the field. But then when the second rainfall comes, then you can't walk through the field anymore. And Rashi explains, because this is when stuff starts to grow. You can't see anything yet, but you know it's growing underground. And if you'd be stomping all over it, then it wouldn't grow properly. Okay, next answer. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, Levayer Peros Shvius, in order to get rid of your Shemitah food. Now, what is this referring to? This is a mitzvah of Biur when it comes to Shemitah food, that you have to get rid of it at a certain time following the Shemitah year. You can't just leave it lying around and keep it to yourself, even though obviously you're not allowed to work the field during Shemitah, and the food that grows during Shemitah really belongs to anybody who wants to take it, but whoever takes it has to do biur at a certain point in the season and just at least leave it out for anybody else who wants to take it or to destroy it at a certain point. So now we're going to explain what that means, that the rainfall is the Shas HaBiur. Now we have the following Mishnah, Ad Masai Nen and Vesorfin Beteven of Akash Shal Shvius. At what point are you allowed to get benefit? And then you can burn you can use as fuel the chaff and the straw that comes from Peir Shvius, Ad Sheterid Revi'a Shniya, until the second rainfall. My time, or what's the reason that that's the time frame for it? Right, so it says that you have to leave the food for the poor people, and it also says you have to leave it for the animals who are in the land to eat. So what do we learn from that? Right, so meaning it compares the behemos, which you feed, and the chayos, who feed themselves by hunting. So kol zman, that there's a chaya in the field that's eating for itself, you can feed these things to your animals. Once the animals are no longer found in the fields because it's the rainy season and they go and hibernate or they go into their lairs or whatever it is, so then you have to get rid of the stuff from your house, the straw and the different parts of the Shemitah food that you would feed to the animals under those circumstances. I mean, that's the Shasa Biur. Okay, so now we're going to go back to this weird name that we call the rainfall, Revi'a. So I'm Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Avo says, my Lashon Revi'a. Why do we use the word Revi'a to explain the rainfall? So Davar She Roveya Es Hakarka. So Revi'a is a Lashon of mating or penetration. So we say it's because it penetrates the ground. Kid Rabbi Huda, Dam Rabbi Huda, Mitra Baila Da'arahu. It's like the rainfall is like the male fertilizing the ground. Shenemar, as it says, ki kasher yered hageshem v'ashelag min hashamayim v'shama lo yashuv ki im hirva es olis v'holida v'hitzmicha. So this is the Haftorah we read on a fast day. So it says when the geshem and the shelag, when the rain and the snow comes down from the heavens, it doesn't go back up to the heavens. First, it satiates the ground v'holida v'hitzmicha. Right, it causes it to give birth and to sprout forth. So it's similar to the act of mating. So Amar Rabbi Avo, Revi'a Rishona k'deshet yered bekarka tefach. Right, the goal of the first set of rain is that it should go one tefach deep into the ground. Shnia kidei laguf ba pichavis. The second set of rains is so that the dirt can become muddy, like the type of mud that you would use to seal the top of a barrel. Amrav chizda gisham shiardu kidei laguf ba and pichavis ein bahem ishum ve'atzar. So now what we're going to go through in the next couple of lines is what type of geshamim is automatically considered a bracha, and we're no longer subject to the klala that it says in Kriyashma, v'atzaris hashamayim v'lo yematar, that Hashem is stopping the world from receiving rain. So he says, number one, if it rains enough that the ground is muddy, that you could use it to seal a barrel, you know that this is the geshmei bracha, and you're not going to be cursed. V'am rav chizda geshamim sheyerdu kodem v'atzar, ein bohem mishim v'atzar. So here's a little play on words. It says if it rains before you would say the words v'atzar, I mean if it rains before Kriyashma in the morning, that's not considered v'atzar. You know already that you're not being cursed, you're being blessed with rainfall. Rabbi Lo, Amrin El Kodem V'atzar De Urta. That's talking about Kriyashma in the evening. Aval Kodem V'atzar De Tzafra, but Kriyashma Shel Shachris in the morning. Yesh B'mishum V'atzar. Just because it rains early in the morning doesn't mean that you're not being cursed. De Amar Rav Yehuda Bar Yitzchak, because Rav Yehuda said, Hani Anane De Tzafra Leis Buhu Mashasha. Those morning clouds, they have nothing to them. Dichsiv Ma'aseh Lecha Ephraim, Ma'aseh Lecha Yehuda V'chastachem Ka'anan Boker. Right? He says, what can I do for you, Ephraim or Yehuda? Your chesed is like morning clouds, meaning morning clouds, they have nothing to them. Here today, here for a second and then gone. Amalei Rav Papa L'Abaye, so Rav Papa says to Abaye about this last statement, V'ha Amri Inji, don't people say, B'miftach B'vei Mitra, when we start the morning off with, when we open up the morning with rain, Bar Chamra, we tell the donkey driver, Moch Sakech Avagani, just fold up your sack and go back to sleep, meaning the roads are going to be all muddy. No, don't bother getting out of bed to go to work this morning because you're done for the day. So we see there that people consider morning rain to be a rainy day. So how could you say it's still considered a curse if it's not raining? So lo kasha, that's not a kasha. Ha, dekatir be'eva, ha, delo katir ba'anane. Right, so he's saying if the clouds are very thick and they come out there and they really pound the rain, so that's obviously a positive thing. And if they're just wimpy clouds that give off a little drizzle, then that rain doesn't count for anything. I'm Rav Yehuda, Tava L'Shata de Teves Armalta. It's good for the year when the month of Teves is an almana, or in this case, a widower, right? Meaning it's good for the year when it doesn't rain during the month of Teves. We want the rain in Mar Cheshvan. We don't want the rain in Teves. So Ika da Amri, there are those who say, De lo bayre tarvitza, Ika da Amri, De lo shakil shudafna. So he says that some people say that it's because you don't want to ruin the gardens, and some people say that it's because we don't want to make the we don't want to basically drown all the crops but from too much rain. So Aini, is this really true? V'ha'amar Rav Chisda, tav l'shata de teves minavalta. It's really good for the year when teves is a disgusting month, meaning it's all muddy and gross because there's so much rain. Lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Ada asa mitra meikara, ada lo asa mitra meikara. If it was raining already from the beginning during Mar Cheshvan, we don't want rain during teves. But if it wasn't yet raining, of course we want rain during teves. So Amar Rav Chisda, gishavim shiardu al miktsas medina v'al miktsas medina lo yardu ein bohemishim v'yatzar. If it rains in part of the state and it doesn't rain in another part of the state, it's still considered that it's a blessing, and it's not a, that's not part of the curse of Etzar Sashemaim. Aini, is this so? V'haksiv v'gam anochi manati mikemes hageshem ba'od shlosha chadashim l'katzir v'himtarti al ir achas v'al ir achas lo amtir chelka achas tamtir v'gomer. Meaning it says in Amos that I'm going to make it rain on certain parts of, in a certain city it will rain, certain city it won't rain, certain parts it'll rain, certain parts it won't rain, and that's all part of this curse over here. Vam Rav Yudah my Rav, and Rav Yudah says in the name of Rav, Shtei and Leklala, both of these situations are considered a curse, meaning one city yes, one city no, one part yes, one part no. So you see that it is considered a klala if it rains in one place and not in the other. Lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Hada asa tuva, hada asa kidime boile. One is when it rains a lot, and therefore it's raining too much in one place and not at all in another place. That's what the Amos was talking about. And one is talking when it rains the right amount in one place and not in another place. That's the bracha. Vam Rav Ashi Dekanami, we can be medayik this also from the following pas. Dechsev timater tehei makom mater. That the curse in Amos is when the whole place fills up with rain and it's too much rain. So shmamina, that's a raya, that this is the correct interpretation, that too much rain in one place and no rain in the other place is a klala, but a little bit, the right amount of rain in one place and no rain in the other place is not a klala. Am Rabbi Yavo, Rabbi Yavo says, me'imus ayim bevarachin ala gishamim. When are you supposed to make a bracha on the gisham? We'll see that there's a special bracha that when it hasn't been raining and then it starts raining, you say a special thanks to Hashem. So how much rain can fall? I mean, if it just drizzles a little bit, you're not going to get anything out of that. So how much rain has to fall for you to then be chayiv to make this bracha? Mishiyetze chasun likris kala. When the chasun comes out to greet the kala. What on earth does that mean? It means that when the puddles, there's splash up, like they go up in the air. The rain lands in the puddle, and then it's wet enough. The puddle is deep enough that it now splashes up in the air. So, my mevarach, what bracha should you say? Am Rav Yudah Marav, modim anachnu lach, Hashem Elokeinu, al kol tipa v'tipa sho'orat etalanu. We thank you, Hashem, our God, on every single drop that you brought down for us. Rabbi Yochanan Messiah and Bach. Rabbi Yochanan added on a little bit to it. Ilufinu maleshira kayam shenina rina kamon galav. Right, he says, if our mouths would be so wide, filled with song like the ocean, and our tongues would be filled with song, right, like all the waves, etc., etc. Basically, even if we were like all the forces of nature, we still wouldn't be able to thank you enough. It's not enough the praise that we give you, Hashem. And you keep going until Al Yazvun Rachamecha Hashem Elokeinu V'lo Azavunu. Right, and then you say, and you did not abandon, your mercy did not abandon us, and you did not abandon us. Baruch Rov Ha'odos. Blessed is the one who has a multitude of thanks. Rov Ha'odos, V'lo Kol Ha'odos. What do you mean? He has a lot of thanks and not all the thanks. Amar Rava Ema Kel Ha'odos. So you don't have to say one or the other. Just say the God who's worthy of giving thanks to. Amar Rav Papa, and Rav Papa says, no, Hilkach Nimru L'Travayu. Therefore, we will say both texts. Kel Ha'odos V'Rov Ha'odos. We'll say Baruch Hashem, Kel Ha'odos, and Rov Ha'odos. We'll yotze both texts. Rov Ha'odos.